How to make over $4,000 a day by micro flipping real estate. What is up, guys? Zach in here.
Rickens here.
And in today's video, we are going to be talking about micro flipping real estate. Now, you might be watching this like, what is micro flipping? What in the world is Rick and Zach talking about? It's probably going to pique your curiosity. I have seen 50 different gurus, 50 different real estate videos when it comes to the term micro flipping. And everyone has their own take on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Micro flipping can be some realtor thing. It can be some wholesaling thing. It can be this thing or that thing and all these in between. We have our own take on micro flipping. It's very similar to how people sell $10,000, $12,000 courses on this. We want to break down exactly how the other gurus do it. You could do it too. But ultimately, it is a way of getting wholesaling deals, real estate deals too, really fast. You don't have to spend any money on this. And it's a great way to get rich quick in wholesaling real estate. Now, obviously you have to put work in. Obviously you have to go out here and grind it crazy, but there are a lot of little micro flips you can be doing. And so I think this is going to be a way for people to make a lot of money, do a lot of wholesaling deals and a lot of real estate deals in general, and actually become successful. So we're excited about this today to break it all down. Most people, they're going to charge you $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a seminar, hit you with a course at the end to learn this, but we're going to teach it absolutely for free today. So guys, let's get into this. Let's break it all down and cue the intro and let's talk about micro flipping.
Hit it.
Woo!
Get the fuck out of bed, bitch. Go. Wake up, bitch, get up. Get up, get up, get up. Get up.
Ready to go, guys. We're excited to talk here about micro flipping real estate. So let's talk about micro flipping. You are going to be going out here and doing a method that might be new, might be old. I've talked about micro flipping for years now on this YouTube channel, and a lot of wholesalers really get confused on the term and what it is. So let's kind of talk about micro flipping, right? You've heard this term for what, 20 years, right?
It's been around forever.
It's used though for like it's used by
somebody
everyone.
Acts like they just invented it.
It's not. It's really there's different ways, but if I want to talk about most ways I've seen it, micro flipping. What is it, right? Basically, what micro flipping is the ability to flip houses with no money. Now it's a little different than the way that we perceive it than wholesaling real estate. We're going to explain the difference and how you can start doing it today, but it is the ability to flip houses with no money. So everyone knows flipping houses, right? You buy a house, put some, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 into it. You put on the market, you pray the realtor gets something nice, and then you go to the next one, right? Like that's flipping houses.
Basically.
Micro flipping is, it can be a lot of different ways, right? Some people perceive micro flipping as I buy the house, I put $5,000 into it, and I sell it really quick. That's a micro flip. Also, and that's also wholesaling, but the way that we perceive micro flipping is we perceive it in the wholesaling sense. This is a micro version of wholesaling where it's not macro, it's micro. So the wordplay here, you're wholesaling at a different speed level. You are doing more deals because you're going faster with everything. And these still be big deals, but you're just doing more of them. And you're more precision, you're more precise on this, and you're able to really get deals with the least amount of stress possible, the fastest dispositions time ever. It's amazing, right? We call this different ways. You call it wholesaling with speed, patent pending name. Every guru and their mom creates a new word and then they try to sell a course off of it. So if I was going to sell a micro flipping course, I guess we'd call it wholesaling speed course, whatever you want. But the point of micro flipping, what we're going to teach you today, is really speed. This is what today is all about, going out there. The reason why I like the micro flipping version of wholesaling that we're talking about today is it's a version where when you're out here and you're overthinking things, oh, where should I market? Who should I talk to? What should I do? Ah, all this analysis paralysis, and y'all get all stressed out. This is such a great way because it just run, you know. Oh, I want to be able to be really good at running. What should I do? Run. That's it. Just start running, right? Like, there's no like, oh, should I do the split time? Should I do this terrain, the shoes? That's it. If we made a running channel, I'd get people saying, what's the right shoe? I'm not going to start running until I research the right shoe. No. Speed. Go after it. Go fast. And so micro flipping today, we're going to explain it today. We're going to kind of...
David Goggins once ran a super marathon in like Converses because he didn't have shoes to run in.
That's it.
And he won.
That's it. You're overcomplicating. And so really what micro flipping is going to do is it's speed wholesaling. It's also something we've called reverse speed wholesaling, right? These are all not gimmicky names, but they're just names that you can use really for anything. But basically what it is you are flipping the wholesaling process backwards, right? You are finding deals really quick. And then you are dispoing them even quicker. And that's kind of what we're talking about today. If you're a beginner out here and you want to start doing wholesaling deals, you want to find deals really quick, this is going to be a great process for you. And so I made the title. I said $4,000 a day. That's a lot of money, right? That's a lot of money. And you can do it by micro flipping. But you're going to have to do what we say. And I know that's the scariest part for people watching this, right? You know, you can't say, okay, I like what Zach said here, but I'm not going to do that part, or I'm going to do that. No, you're going to have to do what we say, like to a T, and you can do it. I know plenty of people that do it, but you're going to have to follow what we say, right? I think a lot of people hear what we say and then they'll do half of it. And then they skip the parts they don't like. You can't cherry pick it.
Can't do it.
No, it's not the way to do it. So yeah. We're going to break down right now how to do it step by step. So you need to get a wholesaling deal. Let's do this method, micro flipping. It's really simple. The way that I like to show people how to do things, it's a really simple approach. Most people learn in twos and threes. Now that's a weird concept, but twos and threes. Like most people can't focus more than two or three things at a time, right? So people got ADHD, they can't focus on too much, right?
Stop picking on me.
I'm not picking, I'm just saying like some people, they can only focus on a certain amount of things. And so let's make it stupid simple for you to start micro flipping right now. And because I'm not selling you a $5,000 course or a webinar at the end of this, there's no gimmicks at the end of this. I'm just going to give you the best stuff, quick, easy, simple, because honestly, like if you're going to pay me all this money, this is what we're going to do it. Okay. This is how we're going to do it and break it down. So three-step process, right? One, two, and three. Number one, we're going to go find the cash buyer. Pretty simple, right?
Important.
Find the buyer. Number two, we're going to find the area. And then number three, we're going to start marketing. Let's repeat ourselves. Number one, we're going to find the buyer. We're going to find the area the buyer likes. And then we're going to start marketing. And that's basically the entire process of micro flipping. And I know everyone's like, wait, I thought it was this crazy, big, complicated process. And No. It's simple. When you overcomplicate things, when you add all these processes and integrations and Zapier integration web flows on that, you overcome, right?
Hands down.
And so what I've always seen is when you create a gap between you actually doing the work and you starting right now, all these little gaps in between are not going to help you out. The 5-hour challenge session thing, it ain't going to push you forward. You can learn all day and watch videos, but you just got to do it. You got to do the dang work. And a lot of people are like looking for the answers. They want to do wholesaling deals. They're broke right now. They want to become successful, right? They're sick of being broke. And they want this magical genie solution to come out. And guys, since the 4000 BC, there's been the guy that says, if you eat this rock, you'll be cured, right? You have magic powers. Ever since anyone's been alive, the magic solution, you know, you take this pill, you lose all this weight. Everyone wants this 6-pack in 5 seconds, right? The honest truth here is you just got to do the work that works. And so micro flipping, you're going to do a lot of wholesaling deals quick, but you're going to have to follow what we said. And so we're going to break this down and really share how we do it.
Let's do it.
But let's kind of break this down. So the number one question, how to find cash buyers. How do you find cash buyers, right? And I mean, what's your definition of a cash buyer?
A cash buyer is somebody who actually has money, like real money in a bank account and is actively seeking real estate deals. That is a cash buyer. Now, it can be somebody just buys one property a year. A lot of you think it's somebody who buys 40 properties a year. You got to find someone that's going to take action and not hesitate. The challenges in your cash buyers is if they've never done like an assignment of contract and they've never, like it's their first real estate deal and they've never dealt with a wholesaler, it's usually a nightmare. And I'm just going to let you know up front, they have to miss out on three or four deals. So find legitimate cash buyers. So where do you find the cash buyers? Guys, all the data you want is online. You can you can reverse engineer everything. So if you start with the basics, simple things like just looking for rent signs, physical signs or online digital for rent signs in investor groups. It doesn't matter what town you're in, and just go find them. Like, well, why am I going to call for a rent sign? Because these are cash buyers that already own properties for cash, and they're always looking to add more. Some of you guys way overcomplicate this and look at it. Honestly, you can also connect with realtors. Why? They deal with cash buyers all the time. And guess what? They know who's for real because they're not going to waste time with people that don't actually close on deals. After that, you can bring your search online. You can use all the different tools we teach you on here, listrei.com. You can just, it's like endless. I could spend 2 hours just explaining where to find all the cash buyers. Here's the secret is you actually, when you get this data, you get a phone number and a name, you actually have to call them. I know you guys think AI can help you pull this information, but it's never going to be the final closers. So when you got to deal with vetting your cash buyers, just pick up the phone. Guys, honestly, it's a 5-minute conversation. I'd rather you have 20 or 30 high quality cash buyers than 1,000 wholesalers telling you they're your cash buyers. It just doesn't work that way. But you have to actually do the work. And guys, let me tell you what, when you do this, the micro flipping, I'm here to tell you, if you think you're going to call one or two cash buyers and think you're going to get this locked up, you're kidding yourself. You actually have to dive in. Don't ask me how many. Tell me how many calls you actually made. And if you go, Rick, I called two people and there's just no interest. Two. You got to be two. I called two people in my house. You got to make 20, 30 calls and vet them. Yeah, it's going to take you a couple hours. Welcome to it. There is no way you can do this business without doing the work because that is a dream. So if you want to get to point A to point Z and not do any of the work, that's what every course sells you in America. Me and Zach are here to tell you, actually have to do the work. Everything we do, it works. The question is, are you going to work? You actually have to put the time in and put in the effort. This is not a get rich quick scheme. You can get rich quick, but man, you're going to have to be willing to pay price. What are you willing to give up to actually make it in wholesaling? Are you willing to give up everything? Because if you get to the other side, I'll show you everything 100 times over. But like, you got to understand giving up everything you have now, your Netflix, your nightly TV programs, your social media interactions. Don't give up on YouTube, guys. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to have to give up a lot of that stuff to really make it, no matter which path you choose in wholesaling, period.
I agree. So, you know, that's always the questions like, how do I find a cash buyer, right? And so, like we've said, we have to understand what a cash buyer is. Like you've said, it is somebody that has cash. And so a lot of people claim to be a cash buyer, but they're not really cash buyers.
And that's a code word. By the way, if you talk to 10 people saying, I'm a cash buyer, it's gotten so defunct. You got to understand, they have to authenticate it for you.
And that's what we're going to break down. So the question is, how do we find cash buyers, right? And honestly, there's five ways. If I'm going to break down anyone that's a beginner, you want to start micro flipping, the ones that are going to buy your house quick, like your deal, really quick, so you can make $4,000 a day, you know, like that's a lot of money a week. There are five ways. And this is really important, okay? This is stuff we teach in freewholesaling.com or free wholesaling course. Number one is cash sales. This is a list you get from listrei.com, listrei.com. And this is a list of people that have bought houses for cash. You're going to call these people, say, hey, I just saw you bought this house for cash. Are you looking to buy any more for cash? Because they're buying property with money in their bank account, not a loan or anything, they are a buyer using cash, which is the term cash buyer, right? Duh. Like, that's what a cash buyer is. Oh, I got a loan and I got a hard money. No. That's a hard money buyer, not a cash buyer. Know the difference. Cash buyers. Go to cash sales. ListRA.com. Love it. On top of that too, you're going to the Zillow for rents. These are rich landlords. They own rental property. Hey, you call them up on Zillow. It's free. Go to Zillow for rents in the area you want. Call these people up and say, hey, I'm actually not looking to rent out this house. I'm a wholesaler. I actually get contracts and properties under contract just like this that are good rentals. Are you looking to buy any more rental property for cash? Yes, I am. Great. Put them on the list, right? I will tell you 95% of your good cash buyers are going to be on those two lists, because cash buyers fundamentally are only one to two people. They are flippers or landlords. That is it. On top of that too, you can use realtors. Cash sales, go to the buyer's agent, call these realtors, see if they have any more cash buyers. Pretty easy, pretty simple.
But Zach, wouldn't it cost us more to use a realtor cash buyer agent?
A lot of people think that, but realtors will make their clients overpay on purpose for commission because realtors only care about money. Now, I know that's a mean thing to say, but it's absolutely true. All the realtors can go cry to me, but y'all mostly care about money.
And they translate to speed because they want to get paid fast. So they get a higher price. So don't worry about it if it's 5 or 6%, because on average, you're probably getting 10 or 12% more. And then The other thing is you don't have to deal with the buyer, which if the realtors knows what they're doing, they can give you speed and they want to get it done.
But realtors have a really big cash buyers list and they're good. Now, not every cash buyer is a greedy person, but I'll tell you, most of them are motivated only by money. And that's not a bad thing. It gets properties done for the best price and things, but some not the best. I don't want to get into the whole thing, but I'm just telling you, be careful with them. But there are good buyers there. Auctions are really important too. You can go to property auctions, tax auctions. There's private auctions. These are people bidding on houses to buy them for cash. If there's 20 people at the auction, only one person wins. There's 19 people that are sad with all this money to buy more houses. Get their phone number. Get in contact with them. And lastly, title companies. Title companies have all the cash buyer contacts because they're ones buying. If you're using a wholesaling friendly title company, call your title company. See if they can provide you a cash buyers list. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they do. For us, we get a ton of them because we do a lot of deals with our title company. But ultimately, for anybody crying to me or asking, where do I find cash buyers? Where are my cash buyers at, brah? I can't find cash buyers. It's so hard. You haven't done any of these options. I can do one-on-ones with people. I can talk to all these people. Oh, I can't find buyers. I can't sell my deal. Y'all lazy. You don't want to do any of this. You want to go to a Facebook group, say, where are my buyers at? ? And then post it. And then that's your dispo. You want to post it on Zillow. That's not how you do it. That's not a right strategy
to win, guys. Like, you actually have to do the work. Just because you post it on social media, that's great. But if that's your only way, you're doomed. You actually have to work it. And especially you guys starting out with little to no money, you're doing micro flipping. You have to do every method. You can't just pick one out of the five and go, okay, I'm going to try that one because it looks easy. Do the hardest one first.
No.
Guys, do the hard work up front. And this business will get easy. If you want to take the easy way, it's going to get brutal on you and you're going to get really frustrated. I'm just here to tell you the truth. This disclaimer is not written in the courses until way after you pay for it.
I'm telling you. So guys, a lot of people don't talk about this, but this is the way to find the buyers. And the important part about micro flipping is you want a ton of really good cash buyers starting out, because these cash buyers are number one going to let you know where to market to. So you're not wasting time. It's really important. And also, you can just sell your deals really quick when you already have the relationships built. And cash buyers are a lot easier to do than deals still to this day. But most people are just, they're scared. They're scared to actually go out here. And the question is, are you more scared of talking to a seller or a buyer, or are you more scared of being broke? Until you're so broke that it doesn't matter anymore, you won't make the change. You're going to have conversations with buyers like now, like yesterday. You got to do it. So everyone's going to claim to be a cash buyer. Everyone's going to say they're a buyer. You're going to Facebook. People in the comments section of this video are going to be like, oh, well, I'm a buyer, brah.
So as a wholesaler, is the average wholesaler a cash buyer for these types of deals?
The average is going to be no. But here's a really important thing. We're just going to qualify them.
Mm-hmm.
There's qualifications with sellers. There's qualifications with anything. And so if I look at somebody's pet and I want to figure out if it is a lion or if it is a dog, I'm going to qualify the pet to see if it is a dog or a lion. Number one, this is pretty simple. Is the thing 300 pounds with a lion's mane or is it not?
Sometimes they decorate these cats up to look like a lion.
Actually, let's do this. What's the difference between a black cat and a lion? They're both kitties, right? How can I qualify if it's a lion or a cat? This is going to be pretty easy, all right? One's going to have a loud roar and one's not. And a lot of you guys are like this. I can't tell the difference. I got burned on a deal. It's a little kitty cat versus a lion. How can't you tell the difference? That's the way cash buyers are for me. I don't get screwed on wholesaling deals because I qualify the sellers. That is it. Lions are a lot bigger than little kitty cats. I know it sounds comical what I'm saying, but when it comes to buyers, it's the same exact way. Number one, I'm a cash buyer. Okay, give me the last five houses you bought for cash this year and show me the deeds. And I'll make sure you sign the deeds. Oh, that's private information. Okay, you're not lying. Done, right?
Yeah.
Show me the money in your bank account. No, not your guru's name. I want your name. This is a pre-approval letter from a lender? No. Show me the last five houses you bought for cash. What title company? Let me call the title company up and just make sure you're the buyer. Hey, title company, this guy is claiming he is a cash buyer. Has he bought houses for cash with you guys before? Oh, he has not? Or he has? Oh, wow. Okay, great. Oh, he's a great buyer. Perfect. You can do this. It's real. Guys, this is your business. This is your livelihood. You do not want to lose out on a deal. I hate to tell you this, but there are real estate wholesaling gurus that have courses to pretend to be a buyer. They will provide you a fake proof of funds. They'll go on this live stream and claim to be a buyer. Once you get the address, they'll go daisy chain it. They'll JV, and then they'll find another guy to JV. And then at the end, they'll JV the JV. They'll go to a platform, and then they'll blast 50,000 emails out with that address.
Yeah.
50 wholesaling coaches and 50 of your competition sees that. Then they knock on the guy's door and says, this guy is trying to sell your deal. Go with me instead, and you lose the deal. Because it takes one guru-trained person to destroy the whole deal. You have to qualify your sellers. And the only way you figure out if this is a guru-trained buyer, fake person, or a real one is you just got to ask them the real questions. Ask the questions we have at freewholesaling.com, our free wholesaling course. But it's a little kitty cat versus a lion. It's pretty easy to tell the difference.
And guys, understanding everyone's got a fake POF. It's such a plague on the internet now. You can go anywhere and get them. If you don't take that extra step and weed them out to see if it's real, if you just take that letter, go, oh, okay, he's a good cash buyer, you're going to get killed. I'm just telling you, everyone's cookie cutting them. And guys, understanding a hard money letter is not a cash buyer. So it depends on what they're going to put down, what it appraises for. Sounds like a bank loan. You got to understand the difference.
So just understand, you have to qualify your sellers. Now, once you have your qualified sellers, we're going to go to step two on the micro flipping, which is basically just get their buy box in their top areas. Pretty simple, right? Guys, we're talking about micro flipping. So like we're getting deals quick. When you are a brand new beginner and hold, like this is not our market. We're like, I'm imagining you drop me in Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm not the Little Rock, Arkansas expert. I hate to tell you this. Now, right, we can do deals there, but like I'm not the expert of what streets are good, what areas to avoid, right? What I'm going to do is just ask the local experts, the cash buyers, our customers, the people actually buying the deals from us. I'm going to ask them. And guess what they're going to say? I want to buy this area, avoid this area, this area. They're their customers. This is like, I'm like a waiter. I'm taking your order. Oh, you want a pepperoni pizza? Okay, I'm going to go get the ingredients for pepperoni pizza, make it.
Ticket number one.
It's easy though. Like that's what it is. When you guys go out here and then you create a burger and then the guy says, I want a pepperoni pizza. Like, well, I have a burger. I don't want a burger. I want a pizza. So it's like,
stop. I'm hungry.
I know you're hungry, but like,
it's growling.
Yeah. So I'm just saying right now, you get their buy box. You have to get their order. And a lot of buy boxes are outside what you think. And so when you go out here and you're like, oh, my buyer wants that. No, you can't assume what he wants or she. You have to actually ask them what they want. a lot of buyers are doing somewhat 3-2, some want to be a fix and flip house. Someone's don't want prices over this range, that range. It's all different. Just find the area they want. Simple as that. Get there. So what do you ask? Hey, Mr. Cash Buyer, what areas are you looking to buy? What type of houses are you looking to buy? Please give me a full list of it and I'll go get them and send them to you. Simple. Yeah. And when you get the deal locked up, say, hey, remember you told me to buy houses in the 33311 area code that are 3-2s? Well, here's one. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I did ask for that, didn't I? Well, I'll go buy it. A lot of you guys, how many of y'all have seen this people post? I can't sell my deal. Oh, no. Ah, and they just cry all day about it because they lock it up and they have no prospects to any buyers. They're like in the hood and they're like overpriced also. And they, right? Guys, you have to get the areas because even if you lock up the deal for too high, if it's the right property, your buyer will let you know this is the right deal. It's just locked up for too high. And then you can renegotiate.
Adjust.
But if it's in the wrong area, there's nothing you can do, right?
You're done. Kapoots.
Guys, you have to go and talk to the right buyer. And so this is really important. Talk to the buyer, get their buy box. This will also eliminate you guys guessing where the top areas are. So no, a lot of you guys will pull a list of like 10,000 high equity leads or vacants and you'll call them. Little do you know that only 4,000 of those leads are in areas that your buyers want to buy. And that cuts your time you have to spend in skip tracing, marketing, all in by a quarter, right? It's so easy, so much easier, so much cheaper. And you just save a lot of money by doing this. It eliminates the process of it. What we found in our local market, in a lot of markets, is around 25% of the zip codes have 80% of the wholesaling deals, right?
Yeah, hands down.
And so when you pull a list of all the zip codes, all the vacants in your area, you're probably wasting 80% of those because you're just trash. Like you're just wasting your money, wasting your time. Go ask your buyers what areas they want to buy. And I promise you, you will find out the areas that work. They're the hot areas for flipping, for landlords, for renting out property, things like that. It's really, really important. And then from there, now we have a list of the top areas, the type of properties your buyers want to have. Also, we also have a lot of really good, we also have a really good cash buyers list here. And we have the top areas. We're pretty much all set. Once we kind of get this initial setup done, We lock up deals, they're sold. Lock up deal sold. Lock up deal sold. Micro flipping 101. Lock up deal sold. Lock up deal sold. Boom, 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 boom. That is the point. That is what micro flipping is all about. Getting it done speed, 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 speed. So let's kind of talk about it. So once you get that done, and the rest is pretty easy, right? We're going to pull all the top lists for the areas that our buyers want. I've personally found just really three are going to work the best with micro flipping because it's all about getting things quick. Government lists, drawing for dollars, and reverse drawing for dollars. Simple, right? Mm-hmm. What's a government list?
It's a secret list the government makes of potentially motivated sellers because it has a pending action that if that seller does not do something, something severe is going to happen. Most likely they're going to lose the property. So this is why we always point towards government list. And let me give a little disclaimer on here. Sometimes my mind takes a little while to warm up. We always talk about, like, you hear like this micro flipping term all across the industry and all that. Most micro flipping, and correct me if I'm wrong, is focused 95% on the disposition side. Like, hey, I've always told you wholesaling always has to have an element of you going to direct contact with a motivated seller. I have never said, listen, I'm all about JV deals. I love JV deals. But the reality is our micro flipping is about moving much more in speed, but we still want to go direct to the seller. And that's what we're talking about now. And I think a lot of you guys get in these courses where you become, I'm going to use words here carefully, disposition specialist,
yeah.
AKA if you're just going to focus on dispositions, you might as well just go be a realtor because that's what realtors do. They dispose of property. They get property sold. Now they try to get top dollar, but if you're just going to do dispositions, in my opinion, you're really not even wholesaling because you're missing it. And so the best deal is once you find an area, I've done this all the time. I used to even get extreme when I got a deal and here's what got me super excited in micro flipping. He goes, can you find me more just like that in that area? I'm like, He goes, I'll pay top dollar. Like, boom. I'm in my car going door to door to door. Like, I need fast. I don't even have time for a mailer. I'm going to cold call. I'm going to do sticky notes. I'm going to do whatever. And that's what we're kind of talking about. So I want you to understand our vision of micro flipping is just laser focused wholesaling. It's not, hey, let's just get to dispositions, daisy chain everything, and let someone way overpay it and act like we're a realtor. That I don't promote that. I don't like that business model. And I think there's easier ways to make money if you're going to do that. Always go direct to the seller, but you got to be laser pinpoint. And guys, whenever I find an area, I have 21 years of data. I have 3 zip codes I religiously attack because the demand's always been there. And some of you are like, you don't know what the demand is. How do you find it? Just go out and start talking to your cash buyers.
Talk to them. And so once we have the list of buyers, we know their want, we're pulling these lists. So government lists, really important. Seriously, just lists you get from the government. Like, they're super secret apparently for most people, but like they're free. So these are the code violations, the water shutoff list, the fire damage properties, the tax liens, tax delinquencies. Theoretically, you can do the entire landlords, the evictions list there, credit card debt lien list, IRS debt lien list. We can go on and on and on forever. And when everyone says I did all the government lists, I'm like, well, I'll just add an extra one. I'm like, what about the arrest records? Oh, well, I did. Do it, right? Guys, there's an unlimited amount of leads for you to pull. And I think that's the thing people are like, nobody ever talks to me every single week on these free one-on-ones or in Fliplurk Plus or whatever. They never run out of leads to talk to, okay? Because there are always more lists for you to pull. There's always more marketing to do. And until you've knocked on every single door this month of every single property, you are not, like, there's more marketing to do. And so government lists are really, in the sense for most people, an unlimited tapped source of seller leads. Now, the only thing that limits you is you pulling the list, you skip tracing the list, and you manually going through the data.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff we teach in the Free Wholesaling course, obviously. But that's what government lists are. I love them. You go to freewholesaling.com. It'll break down exactly how to do it. If you want to go to freewholesaling.com, top left-hand corner, go check it out there. But it's really important, guys, that with government lists, you pull them. Most gurus don't talk about them because they can't really make money off of you by doing it. And no one wants to sell a course because we are the only ones that really ever talked about this list in wholesaling. So they can't claim it. Really important. So drawing for dollars, get in your car, look for ugly houses. We are currently almost on week 4 or 3 of the, I think week 4 now of the drawing for deals challenge. And so we're getting a lot of people getting the first deal through this. And if you're just in their car, driving around town, looking for ugly houses, that is it. Find an ugly house, put it on the list, call it, text it, whatever you want to do. You will get wholesaling deals. Reverse drawing for dollars, you put sticky notes on the ugly houses. That's it. You get to work. The point here is get to work. If you don't work, then you're going to stay broke. You have to go and do the action, right? And so what type of list, right? And so, like I've said, people learn in threes. And so if you're right now wanting to start doing wholesaling deals, you want to actually become successful, you're struggling, you're trying to do this or that. One thing I want you to understand here is focus on 3 lists. That's the most. So for everybody watching this, only focus on 3 lists. That's it. I don't care what list it is, but just only focus on 3. The problem is so many wholesalers, oh, I'm going to do 50 lists. I'm going to organize all this data and do it. No. 3. That's all we're doing. 3 lists. It's all you're going to focus on right now. Just focus on 3. What do I recommend? If for the average wholesaler, if you're going to give me 3, I'm probably going to tell you code violations, pre-foreclosures, and reverse drawing for dollars. If you want to, like, speed-wise, those are the 3 lists in your market you should be doing. Code violations. Go to your local clerk of the court website and go there, and it'll find, and there will be a section for the code enforcement, neighborhood services, whatever neighborhood department. They have different names, community, something usually. But you can find the address. Either call them, go in person, and ask for a list of all open code violations for the past 30 days, all active ones. Code, great list. Get that. Any marketing channel from there. Pre-foreclosures. We've extensively talked about pre-foreclosures. These are people basically behind the mortgage, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they need to sell really quick, 30, 60, 90 days at most. That is a speed list. Reverse drawing for dollars. You're getting in front of these houses. You're slapping sticky notes on ugly houses you're driving around. You will get deals calling your phone instantly. Quick, easy, and simple. So if you only give me three lists to do with micro flipping right now, these would be the three. I think these three will leave you very full. Unless you're like wanting to do 100 hours plus a week, then we can start adding some probates and other things in there. But like, we're talking about speed only. These are the three lists, right? People, is just focus on three. Don't do six or seven of them. Just three, right?
Yeah, and get really good at three. And remember, you got to pull the list. Sometimes that's an art form. You got to overcome resistance with persistence and just get them. And then once you down that three, then you can add others. But some of you go out there and try to attack nine lists, and I love you for it. But like, you get frustrated and you think you're going to bat 100%. Honestly, if you go after four or five lists and you get a half of it, run with those lists. And then you take the other time. Don't sit there and wait till you get every list. So you got to keep taking action and just keep moving forward in wholesaling. There is never a perfect time to start. Don't wait for New Year's. It ain't happening. Like, just start now.
Oh my gosh. I'm just telling you, go after it.
New Year. Tomorrow I'm going to start. Monday's a good day. Like, there's never a good time to start. So if you know that, just start. Starting's the hardest part.
So many people want to get stressed out and just go, right? And so let's talk about the average wholesaler, right? The person that's working a full-time job, they don't have too much time, right? I would say get to work. I think if you put 2 hours a week in each list and then an additional 4 hours on reverse triangle. So if you put basically eight hours, that's all I'm really asking for any, like, this is bare minimum. Like, 2 hours a week for each list of just pulling it and then calling it. And just 4 hours for the reverse triangle for dollars. If you just commit to 8 hours of list pulling and then however many hours it takes to the marketing side, you can do this part-time. Now, if you want to do this full-time, triple this, quadruple it, whatever it is, use this split. But just pull the list, all the active ones for the past month, call them, text them, whatever you want to do, right? We're kind of leaving out the marketing channels part because really all the marketing channels are going to work. You can send direct mail out. That'll do well. You can cold call these people. You can SMS text blast them, right? There's a million ways to do this. And the marketing channel is really not the thing to focus on because they're all going to be quick. They're all going to be speedy. But the thing you should be focusing on right now is getting the buyer, finding their areas, and just marketing like crazy. And the dispo process is really easy and really simple, right? It is really easy because you just get deals quicker. And the average wholesaler isn't thinking like this, right? And so you'll get leads and deals quicker than the regular wholesaling process, right? And so that's it. You get the leads, you start wholesaling, and then from there, the process is pretty much the same, right? You get the deal locked up, you bring it back to the buyer, assignment fee, walkthrough, boom, 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 right? Pretty simple. Now, again, micro flipping, three simple process like steps. Find the buyer, find the cash buyer, find the area, and just start marketing.
Boom.
That is micro flipping 101. If you want to fight me in the comments of it, oh, my guru says this, but no, right? Zone says the best one. You know, the hardest part is to start. It's true.
It's terrible. It's just the truth. But you know what? Most of you create more anxiety by thinking about when your perfect start date's going to go. And the easiest way to get over is just dive into it and get going. It builds momentum, but this is with anything in life. Like, this isn't like a wholesaling issue. We can sit here and dream, talk about it all the way in the comments. Honestly, the best compliment you can give me and Zach is post in your comments or jump on a live and go, listen, I spent 3 months marketing to this and I'm working on these three deals right now. And I just closed this one. Boom. Because the proof's in the pudding. Are people actually doing it? Here's the difference. The people that post that they've done deals, every one of them took an incredible amount of action. And even when they were scared or they're fearful, they just move forward. And it gets pretty cool. But the reality is most of you don't want to break through that fear because you're trying to live your old lifestyle and you're trying to let the people around you keep you down. If it's family, your friends, if you truly want to get free, you're going to have to do something completely different than everybody else around you. If you do the exact same things they do and you think you're going to have an incredible better lifestyle, you're kidding yourself. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable and it's weird and you're going to feel all alone and you're going to want to revert back to your old self. And I'm just telling you, Don't wait till me. I waited 12 years till I got so pissed off. I go, let's light this candle. So I had nothing. I let 12 years of frustration build up. So, and don't let a year or two blow by and then try and go, that was scary. I'm going to go back to my old job. That's what society wants you to do. If you can just punch through that fear and actually take the action, because you're so programmed as a society to do work, trade your time, get a check for it. The idea is, why don't you use your mind, help people solve problems? The money will come with it. I get it. You've got to figure finances to get through that initial push. But if you can survive it, there's so much more on the other side for you. And that's what traps most people watching this live right now. How am I going to get that deal? How am I going to pay for my family? Well, listen, most of us live way outside of our means, and you all know that for a fact. So stop trying to look rich and actually learn how to become rich. And if you want to commit to that journey, me and Zach can help you out.
That's it. So I got some comments I'm going to show everyone. And I'm not showing this to be mean, but I'm going to make this pitch for everyone. It kind of upsets me every single time we go on this. Not upsets me, but like it drives me crazy. I don't understand this. Guys, let me know in the comments if I'm wrong. I get comments every single day. How do I find the pre-foreclosure list? How do I do this or this? And you literally heard me say, I have it all on the bottom right here. I have a free course. So the reason why I have a free course is I don't want to go in a 45-minute explanation on pulling the pre-foreclosure list for 15 different people every single day for the rest of my life. I think I would go crazy doing that.
Well, you do like every other guru. Go like, when you buy my course, I'll show you how to do that list.
I have a free wholesaling course. You go through it. Give me the respect. Respect my time. I spent 2 hours. I spent a lot of money creating the course. We spent a lot of money hosting the videos. Terabytes of data we have to host. It's very expensive. All these videos, editors, all these things to just create free videos for you. And you have to respect my time. I sat down for 2 hours to share how to do pre-foreclosures. I gave the best. I gave my all on it. And I do it every year, right? Respect my time and go through that. And then ask me a question about a pre-foreclosure. Because we're going to be talking about things that, I mean, the hundreds of thousands of subscribers on all of our YouTube channels have already heard me repeat a million times. Now, I'll always repeat it. I'll be patient for anyone that's a newbie. But give me the respect, go through the free course, kind of understand it, and then get back to me on the questions. And so just FYI, if you understand, on the bottom, it's freewholesaling.com, freewholesaling.com. The reason why is because I get questions, right? And so let me break down some of these questions. I'm not like making fun of somebody, but like you just got to go through the course. People say this, the course is too long. And then they have like a, they have like a Breaking Bad emoji. And I'm like, oh, so you sat down for what? 300 hours of Breaking Bad on your couch. And you watched that for like this summer. That's what you spent. Okay. But you won't spend what the 20, 30 hours of videos that we have in freewholesaling.com. Guys, we have tens of thousands of hours of content on wholesaling real estate. And we whittled it down to like 20 hours. That's it. We whittled it down. I think it's a lot more than 20 hours, but like we whittled it down. But you'll drop 300-400 hours into watching a new TV series, right? You'll go watch the new Kardashians or whatever, but you won't actually spend the time on your real education. You sell Netflix all day, do something that's going to keep me broke, but something that'll actually change my life. That's too much work. It's ridiculous.
It's a choice.
The same people who won't spend 30 minutes a day watching a video on freewholesaling.com will spend 3 hours in the gym. I kid you not. I had one guy. He said, Zach, I just have no time for wholesaling. And he had a muscle shirt on. He was a pretty big dude. But I'm like, how many hours do you spend in the gym? I spent 3 hours a day in the gym. I'm like, okay, spend an hour a day in the gym. Spend those 2 hours getting rich. You don't understand. Get this big. I have to be for 3 hours. No. I break down all these bodybuilders, and there's ones that only spent 45 minutes a day in the gym. There's this one guy who's the Mr. Olympia. Mr. Olympia, 45 minutes a day in the gym. Let me get his name.
I tell you, as I get older, I hate gyms more and more. Sorry. And I love the workout. Just public gyms are like, I got to get some extra
real estate. Dorian Yates, this guy, he was the biggest bodybuilder in the world, only spent 45 minutes a day at the gym. And I'm like, guys, you have to figure out what you're doing. And I know health is very important, but there's like, okay, you're spending too much. Like there's a steep drop off of the benefits. Okay. After like an hour at the gym. I hate to tell you this. David Goggins would not like me for that, but like, we're getting rich, guys. I tell you, you can spend an hour in the gym, but like prioritize. And this is what I always look at. Is this hour or whatever time making me money or keeping me broke? If you're broke, you have to ask yourself this. Hey, yo, let's go party out tonight on the weekend, Friday, Saturday. We're going to go out 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. What could you have done instead? You could have pulled lists, talked to motivated sellers, could have reversed trophy dollars. You could have... you could have partied Friday and then just worked Saturday instead, but you went to both of them. Guys, you have to understand what you're doing. Now everyone's going to make fun of me. Like, should I see the birth of my son or should I go reverse drive for dollars? You get that too, right? Now, there's priorities, but you have to understand if you are broke right now, if you look at your day, I promise you, for most Americans watching this, anyone under the age of 25, FYI, you probably spend 20% of your time doing stuff that you can eliminate that you could actually spend getting rich. Hate to tell you.
It's a much bigger number.
I'm just saying for the most people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you need to check your priorities straight. And you check your priorities straight, you go to freelancing.com, learn how to wholesale for free. Guys, you're watching this live stream right now. You're on their way there. Okay. So you're well on your way there. But I'm just letting you guys know.
And all you young guys at the gym, like, I'm all for it. But like, there's a point, you got to get your business in order. If you truly want to make a change, the gym's always going to be there for you. I'm not telling you not to go. But let's face it, dude. The amount of you guys looking at cell phones in the gym's a whole nother conversation. I'm not going to get into here, but you'd be better off just eating better and using your own body weight and just break it down 20, 30 minutes and spend the extra time like wholesaling. Because once you get a wholesaling, you're going to get all the free time in the world to work out. But whatever you make a must. So if you make working out a must and you go a couple hours a day, it's cool. But if you don't have any money in your bank account, like, is your sole position like, I'm going to attract people with my physical body? Because that's only going to last so long.
Well, being healthy.
I'm all about being healthy, but like, let's be honest. You got to get the path you want to get truly freedom. And the sooner you make that sacrifice and dedication, the faster you're gonna get there, and the more buff you can become. Like, when you do that, I see so many people in the gym. I'm like, if you had to ask what people's average bank balance account in the gym, you'd probably be blown away. Like, it wouldn't be much, but you know, they're ripped and they're buff. It's like,
I can do that for anyone. I'm just telling you guys, most of y'all that spend 2 or 3 hours at the gym, if you spent those 2 hours of intense working out into wholesaling, you'll do good. I always thought about this when I was...
Or take the same intensity you do at the gym and put it towards your wholesaling business.
That's what I mean.
Or what about like you guys who like, and don't get me wrong, I'm a huge like Hurricanes, Dolphins fan, but when I was younger, I used to put all my energy in cheering for my team. I never played a damn down on the field at all, but I would get ready. I would tailgate, have a good time. Now I just watch to enjoy it. And the outcome, I want them to win, but it doesn't change my life if they win or lose. Just like whoever's the president of the United States, who's ever my governor. Guys, take that energy you're doing, these passions for these things that aren't going to help you and your family out in the long run. They're short-term gains. And treat your wholesaling business like that. If you cheer for your own family and your own business like that, the sky's the limit.
So yeah, you got to work hard. So guys, quick announcement. Not announcement, but I released a very well-anticipated video yesterday. We're very excited about it. We released basically a new platform for everyone to go skip trades for free. I don't own the platform, FYI. I've just discovered it. I think people think I own it. No, I do not own it because...
We're not software people.
There are tens of millions of dollars was put into this. I did not put $10 million into a free platform for skip tracing for everyone. But it is hands down the greatest skip tracing platform that is free, hands down. Now, PropStream Batch, way better. But when you have no money, this is the best one. And the reason why we broke this down, and let me give you the link, and then we'll do it. Go check out the video too, at the Flip Lyric YouTube channel. But how did we figure this out? Well, I started getting phone calls on my personal cell phone. You too.
Yep.
Kid you not. I'm just chilling at home. Saturday, whatever. Call. Hey, can you help me wholesale them new? I'm like, who is this? Help me out, bro.
Yeah.
I'm like,
people get creative.
And then,
man,
I'm like, go to freelancing.com. I'm like, okay, whatever, right? I was getting like 15 calls a day.
I don't know whether to high five them or block them.
I'm like, how are you guys getting my phone? Did I release my phone number out? Like, it was crazy. And then you started getting a ton of calls.
I did.
And it was getting, I'm like,
I talked to a lot of people too.
Yeah, and then I was like, what's going on? And then I asked them, and I'm like, how do you get, he's like, oh, I use this website. I'm like, what? I look up the dang website. It had my personal cell phone number. It had my business number.
Yeah.
It had my address of a house that I have under trusts. Like, it is sealed tight. No one knows where I live. Like, it's very like protected. Address was there. I was like, whoa, your address was, I looked you up. All your stuff was there. The past five houses I lived in, like, insane. And I'm like, none of this information like has ever been public ever. And this website had it. I was blown away.
It was free.
And I was like,
it's free.
I was like,
these crazy,
these gurus shouldn't know where I live. That's not good. I'm just saying, yeah, I got a lot of gurus that don't like me. I don't want any angry people. I got a lot of haters. I don't want anyone knocking on my door. So, I got freaked out a little, not going to lie. I was getting 10, 15 calls a day. And so what I basically did is I found out how to remove my information off of it. You removed it too. We removed our info off of it.
Took time.
And then I basically looked at all my contacts and all their phone numbers were on there. I looked up motivated sellers that were wholesaling deals. I looked up all their phone numbers were on there. I'm like, this is like three times better than true people search. And it has addresses of names.
Look yourself up.
Look yourself up. Don't look
start
up,
there.
Don't look up any gurus. That'd be very bad.
No, we're not telling you to do that.
Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. But I'm just saying, we took our information off. So it's called Cyber Background Checks. I don't own it. I have no association
we
with it.
We have nothing to do with it, guys.
But I want everybody to know this. Use it to skip trace. But I want everybody. So FYI, if you're a real estate wholesaling YouTuber, remove your records right now because all your stuff's on there. And if you're a person watching this now, all your stuff's on there too. So I will tell everyone before we break this down, make sure you go here. And I'm just sharing this. I'm not like trying to dox people, but this is the best website. So go right here. There's a remove my record. You click that and just like remove your record. For everyone watching this, like remove your record from this because it is like scary. But I will tell you, once you remove your record, address, phone, email, all it's really good. So FYI for everyone watching this, we dropped that. Remove your record tonight. And then after you're done doing that.
I only blocked you if you called me like three times, by the way.
Yeah. So after that, use it for finding motivated sellers. It's amazing. But I'm just telling you right now, if you need help skip tracing and you want quality data, you don't want to pay for it, it's amazing. Cyber background checks. I'm not affiliated. I make no dime off of it. Like,
check the video out on our channel. I'll tell you all about it.
Check it on the channel. We'll show you how to do it. But I'm telling you, we're always on the cutting edge here in wholesaling real estate to give you the best information, the best value, all these things. And we're always, and I give you my word, whatever's going to help you the best, I'm going to release it to you guys. I have no fear of the gurus. I have no fear of anyone else trying to stop me. Everyone's trying to stop us in wholesaling to give this information out. But I ain't going to sit. The skip tracing companies don't want me to release this either. They want to keep this on the hush hush. Nobody wants me to succeed with teaching you guys free stuff like this. They like the guru game. They like all the, we're keeping it 100 with you guys. Cyber background checks. Check it out. Just want to give everyone an FYI because I'm going to get asked, Zach, why don't you talk about true people? Because this one's way better. And I'm going to get every Joe Schmo that says, but cyber background checks doesn't have my phone number, so it sucks. Guys, it's not perfect. PropStream's not perfect. Batch isn't perfect. They're all not perfect. But what I can tell you is it's as perfect as you can get for a free skip tracing platform. So FYI, just so you guys understand what we're talking about, cyberbackgroundchecks.com. We got to update all of our videos now on freelancing.com about it, but it's fine.
Yeah, we'll update.
But I just wanted to give a big, just a big announcement for that, guys. Cyber background checks. We're pretty excited about that. So yeah, it's exciting. Also, guys, we have a live event, October 19th through the 20th. You told me that some people don't even know about it. So we do have a free live event for everyone that is a part of sellmypaper.com. Sorry, that did a deal with me on sellmypaper.com. Or you don't have to. Obviously, you can just sign up if you don't want to send me any wholesaling deals. But basically, all you have to do is go to flipclerkplus.com. If you want to join Flip Clerk Plus, you can hang out with me and Rick October 19th through the 20th for, I don't know, 12 hours a day for 2 days.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Right on the water in our hometown. And you've got to understand, people are like, I don't understand how to go. I don't sell individual tickets for that stuff because I hate that crap. So here's what you do. People that are part of the Flip with Rick Plus, they get to go to two events per year. That's four total days with me and Zach. You get one-on-one time. And then, but we just don't believe wholesaling. We don't believe in the pep rally. I'm not giving you a boat ride. I'm not charging $5,000 a ticket. We prepare you before the event. You have ability to contact four times directly through this. Like when we're done with this, Flip with Rick Plus extends and people, they ask questions specifically for business and we help them. We help them with their marketing. We help them with everything. People pair up together. It's absolutely amazing. Plus you get access to me and Zach with a direct message system. And it is an incredible community. It's really cool. But guys, you got to stop going to these workshops where you show up for a day or two, nine speakers get up there. You see a million programs. You're more confused when you walked out of there. You're excited. And then you got to start all over. Why not work with us before? Twice a year, hands-on, like we don't fluff it. And then afterwards. And then honestly, if you don't think you got your value from that, and I promise you, you can come for free by doing a JV deal with us. And a lot of people are taking me up on that. But like even our paid thing, it's so significantly cheaper than anything else out there. You'll never get it. Who else is going to throw in two live events, talk to you four times a week, basically live, and have a direct message system and then support you and then give you training that nobody else has seen? Now, guys, keep in mind, you can still use freewholesaling.com and I'm fine with it. And most people do that. And then they go, hey, listen, I want to go a little bit further with you guys. And that's great. Everything is in freewholesaling.com. We released it, what, over 3.5 years ago? So I have to charge something just to cover some of the expenses.
We don't have
on
to. You can just go to sellmypaper.com.
You can sellmypaper.com. So you can do a JV deal with us or sign up. But like, keep in mind, two live events, 4 days, and the other one will not be in Florida. That's one will be in Florida. One will not be in Florida, and it's like really cool. And this guy's never ever even done a live event. So like,
I don't want to, but
we don't go and wash ourselves out all over the country. Yeah. Like we don't. We don't do it. So like FYI, we value our time.
I got asked, one of my friends actually called me and said, Zach, are you selling something on Flipclerk Plus? Right? Like he was like, are you selling something now? I thought, you know, I'm like, all right, let me show you this. I showed him one of the assignments on sellmypaper.com. It almost blew him away. We have one guy. He's hopefully coming to the live event. We got to get the assignment done.
Yeah.
We got to get it closed. He sent in a deal he wanted to join Flipclerk Plus, but he didn't really have the money to be an obvious, that's fine, right? Send me a wholesaling deal. Sellmypaper.com, JV with us, right? I think he was hopefully going to make, 20, 25 grand on the deal, and we'd split it 50-50. I gave him a call the other day because, we're working on the dispo, and we found out with the buyer. Oh, we're looking to make over 6 figures on the assignment fee. He went from making 15 to 20, he thought, because we have really good buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Over 6 figures on one assignment deal.
One deal,
this
guys.
This should be our biggest assignment ever. In sellmypaper.com. That'd be really fun. We want to bring him out to the event when we get it closed and just hopefully highlight him. But he's like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to make over 6 figures on this. Not 15K or 20. He's like, what? And I'm getting Flipclerk Plus for free? I'm like, yeah. Guys, and so like I bring it back to the guy. Like, why are you like charging Flipclerk Plus? I'm not charging. Like, you could come if you want, if you don't want to send a deal. But like, some big benefits of bringing me that. The point is, I'm going to get a bunch of wholesaling deals. FYI, I guess I'm great. I want to do a bunch of $100,000 plus wholesaling assignment deals.
Please.
That's the point here. Why do I do it? A little greedy. I want to become the biggest wholesaler in the entire country. And to create a platform like this to motivate you guys to send me more wholesaling deals, that Flipclerk Plus is motivating people to send me deals that are going to make me over $100,000. That's crazy.
and we give you like real support without breaking the bank account. Like you could go for free. I promise you, there's no other people in the wholesaling industry that will offer to do stuff like give their programs away for free. Every one of my programs is 100% offered for free, but you got to do some work for it. I want winners, like period. If you're going to like cry about it and give me excuses all day, dude, I'm the worst person you ever want to deal with. Him too. I'm just here to tell you guys, Flip with Rick Plus, it's an amazing opportunity. I don't go around the country and speak everywhere because I'm just not part of the coaching posse. I don't want to be. I believe in what I do, and I don't let anybody influence what I say. I look at the data, and I talk to you guys. That's all I care about. And everybody who attacks me and Zach on the outside, I don't care what you think. I could care less. And honestly, if you endorsed my program, I might get nervous.
Exactly. So guys, if you want to go to the live event, it's October 19th through the 20th in Stuart, Florida. We hopefully want to have under 100 people there. That'd be what we want. But I mean, obviously, there's a lot more than 100 people inside of FlipRec Plus, but the people that are going to actually fly out and come and all that stuff, pretty exciting. So we got a bunch of people that we've done JV deals with. So they're all going to be there. We're going to have a ton of people and I'm kind of qualifying them. They're sending me HUDs. They're doing over $100,000 a year. And those people are going to be people you can talk to, right? So you're going to get me and Rick just in a room. Like, it's not going to be like a 5,000. It's going to be less than 100, hopefully. Maybe 200 or 300. I mean, who knows how many people want to come. We're giving tickets out to everyone there. But be in a room with us for 12 hours a day, 2 days straight. Just us. No fancy schmancy stuff. No musicians, nothing, no comedians or whatever. Just us. If you want to get in there quick, so FYI for next month, send me a JV deal. I'll give you my word. If we get an assignment of contract done, not closed, I'll let you come to the event too. Just an assignment of contract. I know
you got to get cranking though.
Got to get cranking. So, send me some wholesaling deals. I want to make just a quick milli this month in JV deals. That ain't going to be upset over that. Ain't going to be upset. Just a quick million in assignment fees this month. Won't be bad. Just send me that over so we can do that.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Like I love live interactions. It's just, you have to manage your time. And I'm not a guy who travels the entire country. Like I practice what I preach. I want freedom of my time. When I work hard. But like when I'm not, I spend time with my family and sometimes this guy. Yeah, so like we get to do what we want, guys. You know, I love the fish, man. Like there's no better business than wholesaling to go fishing. Not the first 2 years, but after that, you can fish the rest of your life.
Yeah. So guys, go out there, Flip with Rick Plus. That's how you do it. So what we're going to do now is answer some questions. You do one-on-one too. Go to Wholesaling House Fearless Facebook group. Hop on there. We're pinned, obviously, the StreamYard link to join and talk to us. You can talk. So first off, we got Juan. What is up, man? Yo, Juan. I think he's on.
Juan, you there?
Hello.
Juan. He's probably on a cold call or something.
Yeah, he's probably closing the cellar. All right. We'll wait for him there. But he can hop back on if he's on there. But yeah, StreamYard link. Go on there. You can talk to us. Let me find the Facebook. So all you have to do is go to the Facebook group. We have the link on there. As you can see, like we post the link. Like not a lot of people ever want to hop on and talk to us. So if you want to go online to talk to us, it's right there. Let me show you. So I'm in the Facebook group right here. All right. Wholesaling House is for real right here. You click here and there's a streamer link. Boom. Done. Easy. You can hop on there, talk to us and, you'll be good to go. And, Tony says, I'm in Stuart. Want to come? FlipWithRickPlus.com.
She's got a long ride.
Long ride. That's it.
She can walk there.
Oh my gosh.
All right. That's awesome. We got a lot of local people coming too.
Yeah. Juan, are you back on?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Here we go. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I talked to your dad the other day that closed the first deal. So I wanted to tell you.
Oh, you closed
too,
a deal.
I've been trying to get on the live. Yeah.
How much?
It's like 25K, right?
Yeah, 25, a little bit over 25,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go, man.
That's awesome.
25K first. That ain't bad. Woo! I like it.
Yeah, I was excited, man. I originally it was going to be 30, 32,000, but I had to negotiate because during title they found that it was the title was clouded because one of the persons that had sold the house 10 years ago didn't sign. But I was stressing out about it, but you know, it ended up working out and they took that off. So it was delayed by 3 weeks, but you know, I had to kind of negotiate with the buyer since it was a whole holdup. But I mean, 25 is really good, you know?
Let me ask you, did you pull the title once you got the contract or did you wait?
I waited. Yeah.
So this is a learning thing. So it's, you're always better once you get something under contract, unless it's a really risky deal and there's a high probability of falling out. If you got a good deal, submit it for underwriting because it can save you time down the road. Cause sometimes you're trying to get it done in like 3 or 4 weeks and then something comes up on title.
Right.
Then I'm going to tell you, I've waited years to fix title problems. He knows this. Like, some things need time, especially when the federal government's involved, divorce decrees, stuff like that. So try to get it out in the open. The sellers try to tell you everything, but they don't always know. And so the day you write the contract, you got a good deal, give it to your title company and stop worrying about if it falls out of the contract. Because the worst case scenario like this, right, is you stress when something comes up close to closing. And it's not a fun feeling, right?
No, because they brought up they're like, hey, it's gonna probably have to go through probate, and then my heart just dropped, man.
Yeah, I know. So if you catch that up front, you can come up with a game plan. But you like to know what you're dealing with up front, because if you get like a month or two in it, and the worst is when you get a cash buyer, and then you tell the cash buyer, well, we'll close it next week, and you find out they got to wait a month. A lot of times you can lose the cash buyer and the deal can completely fall apart. So in the future, Juan's going to, as soon as he gets a contract, just give it to your title company to go, well, what if it doesn't work out? Is the title company going to charge me? I'm here to tell you, if you're nice to your title company, you show them you want to send them business. And even though you haven't done a deal yet, they're not going to charge you to do title searches. It doesn't cost a lot of money. Like a little secret. Don't tell the title company I told you that, but it's the truth. I've had hundreds of stuff not work out, guys. But they make it up. Trust me. Every time you close, they make money.
Yeah, I was worried about that too. I was like, "What if it doesn't work out? Am I going to get charged for all that?" So it was a big stress. Yeah, but
stop worrying about that, guys. If your title company is now, listen. If you bring them 20 contracts and every one of them fail, you should be kicked out of that title company's office because you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
But like, listen, in the beginning, you write 3 or 4 contracts and 2 or 3 fall apart. Just learn from your mistakes going forward. Talk to the title company. And they're like, yeah, that's a tough one. We understand. So if you're doing everything the right way and your intent is to close, they're not going to charge you for it. I've had people threaten to charge me for it. But like, once they get 20 or 30 deals from me, they're like, I'm not worried about him. So it's, you guys can do this.
Luckily, with my cash buyer and the title company, I built really, really good rapport. So they helped me out a lot. So it was I guess, you know, just having the rapport with them and just talking to them, when it came through where everything was fine, it was like they were super patient. So it wasn't too stressful. I was just more stressed myself, but I think also building the rapport with your cash buyer and the title company too, it helps a lot.
I got it. Okay. So where are you at now?
Right now I closed it September 11th, deposited everything. And I actually ran out of money for my marketing because I only had a budget because I had quit my job. So I was like, I went all in. So I was waiting for this to close. So I did have a lot riding on this to close. So I did pull another list. So the original list that I pulled, it was a high equity, and I pulled about 5,000 leads. So with that 5,000 leads, I got a couple. Without those 5,000 leads, I got a couple decent leads, and then obviously the one I just closed. And I pulled another list from that same area, basically same filters, another high equity list of about 4,000. And then, you know, obviously, that's what I just came from the gym. I'm going to go right now after this call, I'm going to go and hit it again. So I just pulled it on Monday and I've been hitting it ever since.
Okay. Well, just keep doing the things that got you started. And the second and third one, should come much easier because you can kind of learn from it. So make sure you submit that contract when you start. And dude, congratulations. Yeah. Great job. I'm proud of you.
Dude, I'm so proud of you, man. Man. 25 grand. Yep. That's a big accomplishment, man. It's a first of many. And it's kind of, you kind of had a lot riding on that deal, right? And so,
human
beings have a weird way of when their back's against the wall, they find a way.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, like, when you do this, that proof of concept, when you actually get a great deal and you're like, you want to go and like scream to everyone, I told you so. I told you could do it. Me and Zach tell everyone, you all can do it. But like, you just got to get there. And the thing is, you have disappointments, roadblocks along the way. The key is don't stop. Just keep, you got to trust in the process and going. Same thing happens in all athletics and stuff. People get broken down. They get injured. You got to keep moving forward in spite of what happens, or you're never going to get that end prize. And then when you get it, you take your 25 grand, you put it in the bank, and you turn around to your wife and your kids and go, we're broke. I got to get to work. And that's how you do it. Like, you're never, you can never be completely satisfied. So I'm very happy for you. Your hard work paid off. Just keep doing it and just keep learning as you grow as a wholesaler. Okay.
I had a quick question for you guys. So obviously, you know, I'm doing the high equity in that market and it's working. So I have a, you know, obviously I already have everything. The worst things that could have happened. And, you know, I kind of learned from it on my first deal. So now I have
worst thing that could have happened is you lost the deal. You're good.
Worst thing that, true.
Fine.
So now that, you know, everything's going, would you guys suggest that I just double down and keep doing that same list if it's working? Like, cause I'm thinking about even adding more hours to, cause before I was doing about 5 to 6 hours a day. So I'm like thinking about doing, jumping it over to 8 and then adding more to my list, because I can do that now because I feel have more freedom now to be able to be like, all right, this works. I have the money. I can throw more into marketing. Would you guys suggest that?
100%. I mean, whatever's working, keep doing it. Don't do things that aren't working. Right. You, what is it? You do MMA, right?
Yeah.
So I remember him there.
Yeah. Okay.
So like, it's like fighting. Like if whatever like you're doing is working. So like, if you're just on your feet and the boxing is working, don't go to the ground. Why?
Don't do an arm bar. Right? Just punch him in the face.
You're already whooping his butt. Right. Or if he's whooping your butt, why are you going to keep doing, why, if he's whooping your butt standing up, why don't just take him down and try to go from there. Right.
Like
whatever's working, man, you already got the guy rocked. So do it. You watch that Sean Strickland fight.
Yeah, the versus
what he was doing was working.
He didn't go to the ground at all.
I should start going to the ground. No. What he was doing was good. Don't switch it up right now. True. Okay, you're winning. True. Okay, you're up 2 rounds. Just keep what you're doing. All right.
If the fish are biting in a certain part of the water, stay there. Don't go look for other fish until it completely dries up. I'm just telling you. Some common sense is the best.
Yeah,
is
the best thing. Analogy.
If you've had success, keep going there. It doesn't mean you can't start peaking in other areas, but like, get that thing on auto dial now and really push into it. And then once you get consistent, you can decide what else you want to add to your repertoire.
Well, going off that, I know I don't want to take too much time because there's other people here, but there's two questions. One, I wanted to, I'm going to join the Flip with Rick Plus because I do want to go to the event next month.
Okay.
So I'm going to be doing that soon. So obviously I know you guys have more time. You add the extra hour to talk to the people that are in that, because my whole plan, obviously keep doing everything I'm doing now. And then, once I have a certain amount of, you know, money, I want to dive into, but obviously once I have the money, to dive into the mailers, that way, you know, that's kind of my plan. So I kind of want to go over that with you guys to keep doing what I'm doing until I get to that point where I have enough to you know, dive into mailers. So
so you should go to mailing. We just redid Mailing Mastery. So on the bottom here, it's called mailingmastery.com. It is literally our $5,000 direct mail course. It's free, FYI, but like, it's a free $5,000 direct mail course. So if anyone watching this wants to get in direct mail, it's the, like, I made it as simple as possible. Like, let me just show you so everyone can see it. You click Mailing Mastery, just it goes straight into here. Right? I don't want your, like, it just, it's, I literally just put it on freewholesaling.com in FlipLurk Plus. Now you click this, this will bring you inside of freewholesaling.com, but like, simple, right? And this is just like direct mail, like one-on-one. How to use it, We also have these. This is also for. I'm not trying to sell. I mean, just go to Mailing Master. But like this KPI sheet right here.
Your ROS.
Like this KPI sheet. You can just download it.
Let me slide this over if I can.
Here's what we do. Just like we do everything else.
Plan right here. Like I don't want to give out like all of it, but like you can download all these worksheets and list harvesting and all these like. This is a direct mail course, right? I don't want to give all of it out, but just go to mailingmaster.com.
We're the only ones that give you the course to look at it, touch it, feel it, download. And then if you decide you want support, you want more interaction with us, that's where the Flip with Rick Plus comes in. Nobody else does it the way we do it. Because I got nothing to hide from you guys.
Yeah, it's not an hour, though. It's 4 hours a week. So it's basically, there's two bonus live streams for over an hour that I do one on Wednesdays. He does one on Fridays. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, like after this, we're going to go for another hour inside of a private live stream and just talk to people, right? You can message me, deal, stuff like that. Yeah. But just giving you the FYI, though, if you join FlipTork Plus, I'm going to make you go to mailingmastery.com first. Go through that, and then you can do it. But the cool part about FlipTork Plus is like people, they send me the direct mail list. We look it over, and then we'll tell you, okay, get rid of this, do this, and we'll help, like, we'll
go through the
That's another
cool. Oh, dude, that's people super
comp,
cool.
People send me deals and they can you comp this for me? I'm like, sure. And I'll just comp it because they can just message me on my phone. FlipTork Plus is cool, man. But I'll tell you for anyone.
I mean, like, I was,
I'm not trying to sell. Just go to mailingmaster.com, though. I would rather you send me a $25,000 deal, though, and we split it and I can make 12 grand off of you. I'd rather do that, honestly. But
I know, right? Hey. I totally get it, man. Now I'm starting to see, like, you know, it's like when you get the money, you're like, oh man, I want more deals, you know. So it's like you get that feeling, bro. It's crazy.
That's good.
It's crazy.
But I did want to say one last thing. I was telling Rick, you know, that day I was talking to him on Tuesday, I believe. But like honestly, like for you know, even though I stopped watching everything because I was like, all right, I'm gonna just go through the course, do what I gotta do, and then stop, like, you know, what everything that you said, you know. I'm going to be wasting time on this and that. I was just like dialed in, you know, and don't get me wrong, for like 3 weeks, I wasn't getting any leads. And then I was just like, all right, like I was discouraged, you know, I was like, damn, I don't want to do this anymore. Cause I'm like doing it every single day. Right. For like 5-6 hours. And, you know, I was just like one Friday, I was like, no, you know what? Like shut up and go do it. Just stop being a crab baby. Just go and do it. And that's the day that I got my deal. You know, day that I got my deal when I talked to the guy and I was like, dude, this is not real. Like, this is not real. And then the next day he signed the contract and I was like, oh my God. And I was complaining about it, you know, a couple of hours before. And I'm like, dude, if I wouldn't have just, you know, like mustered up the strength to do it, I was like, I wouldn't have even found that guy, you know? So I was like, sometimes you got to tell yourself, stop being a crybaby, you know, stop feeling sorry for yourself and just do it and just shut up, you know?
That's what I do in the rooms all the time. Not to you, obviously.
It's like, you know, for people. No, but it's true. It's true, though. But it's true. It's 100% true what you guys are saying. It's true. But also, too, you know, going through the guru crap, it's like, and then having you guys there and having the course, it's like everything that I didn't, like, know, I would go back and look at your videos or the course. And I felt like you guys were there with me. So it's like, you know, just for everybody out there, it's like, you know, it's like, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Keep doing it. And then, like, just watch the videos. You'd watch the course. You know, it's like, you basically give all the answers there. It's like, you know.
It is. Exactly.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks, man.
And then you've been on like, five or six 101s already. Like, I mean, you've been on the journey with us. Mm-hmm. Like, you hop on these free 101s all the time. So it's like, it's not like you're alone. You always help you guys out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I took your advice, Zach, and I frame my check. So every time I look at it, it's always right there. So it reminds me.
Take a picture of it. Take out the details and post it. I want to see it.
Oh, that's the last thing I was gonna tell you guys. So on the Facebook group, I guess I got a lot of attention from my post when I was closing that day, and I can't comment anymore because people have been commenting and liking, but it looks like I can't comment or post anything. I can't like comment to those people or anything. So I don't know if I can even post it on the group.
Let me look it up.
Yeah.
On.
You didn't break any rules now.
No, I was just replying to people, like, letting them know.
No, he's on,
like,
right?
Oh, what
yeah,
I was.
Not,
like,
yeah, you're not suspended or anything. You're fine. Yeah, try to do it. You're fine.
Yeah, because I was trying to put my check in. I guess it can't.
You might have been on Facebook jail. You got zucked.
Maybe.
You're fine.
Try it again. Yours says it's fine.
See if I okay. I'll try it today clean. And I'll post it.
Okay, man.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Appreciate it. $25,000. Yeah. Whoa.
And he was getting ready to quit.
So FYI on Flip Across, like the reason why I want you sending me a JV deal is because I'll make 13 grand off of that versus, I don't know, whatever it is on the Flipper Plus now. But like, I like making 15 grand. That's a lot better. So guys, 15 grand, that's amazing. Also, we just got off of I know people are loving the podcasts. So I love everyone giving me the support on that.
Oh, yeah.
We just got off of a podcast the other day. We released on Monday for everyone. Don't want to hype anyone up. Let me hype someone up. All right. I'm not going to say his name, but this is a man that ran into you at Publix in Port St. Lucie.
Not my most flattering moment either. No.
And I'm like, who is this guy?
You know, when you run in just to get like ice cream and like, you just like, sometimes you just go get the stuff that like makes you feel good. I go, I'm just going to sneak out at like 9 o'clock in my flip flops, ripped shirt, the whole nine yards.
He's just like, I said, Rick, help me all these deals. And then like, okay. And then he's just like, I only do vacant land. I'm like, what? And then you gave me his information. And I'm like, hey, like, that's cool. Like, tell me about this. And I see all these checks. And I'm like, well, if you're doing like post the checks on wholesaling else for real. He starts posting them. And he sent me a bunch. And then I verified everything. Last month, he made $100,000 wholesaling vacant land across the country. I was like, what?
And he's right next door to me, guys.
Oh, he's in Orlando. But like he visits his, I can't get his personal life, but like he's in Port St. Lucie a lot. It's kind of funny how that all happened. And so I sat down with him for a while on the podcast and I'm like, how do you find a good vacant land market? How do you find your buyers? And he gave everything because he obviously wants some JV deals on vacant land. But Monday we're going to release the podcast. It's going to be mind blowing. $100,000 a month wholesaling only vacant land. Insane. He went from making 50 grand his first year to 150 to 100k plus a month. Amazing. And we have the HUD, like it's all there, like it's all real. Yeah. I don't tell him this. Like I didn't believe him. I'm like, no,
you know what?
Show me the HUD, show me the proof.
And when people like approach me at like, if I'm ever at a Home Depot to do something for the wife or like the grocery store, I'm like, okay. Either I fired him in my corporate job, which 12 years I fired a lot of people. I either evicted him as a tenant through my lawyer or I helped him through Flip with Rick. So it's like, I go, it's going to be one of the three. I tell my wife all the time. And thank God it was somebody I helped on it. But
just FYI, make sure you're subscribed to this YouTube channel, the Flip with Rick YouTube channel. If you're watching the Zach and Rick and Wholesaling House for real, make sure you go to Flip with Rick and subscribe. Because those podcasts are only there when they get posted. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be a good one.
That's good.
We got a great one this month. We had a good one on Monday, but this one's going to be insane. Don't tell the land gurus about it though, because he literally showed, like I said, if you're in this market, what are you going to do? And he just like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to pull this list. I'm going to do this filter. I'm going to do this, and this. What do I say? This is my skip tracing. This is what I do for the marketing. He's not a guru. He's making... You know why? Because he's making over $100,000 in a month. He doesn't have to sell a course on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest part.
That's it.
He gave everything out on
business.
It.
Yeah.
It's literally like a $4,000 land course. Amazing. And so we do a lot of land deals, but this guy is like, I know it's amazing. No one's ever heard of this guy. Not saying in a bad, but like, so you have to subscribe to the YouTube channel. So subscribe. We want to hit 100,000 subscribers by the end of the year. That's that'd be pretty cool.
Have a nice little party.
And a little party there. But guys, that is it. So, guys, we are going to go extend this live stream for an extra hour inside of Flip with Rick Plus. So if you want to do that, hop on live events, message us personally, all this stuff. Go to flipwithrickplus.com. It's in there. And appreciate it, guys. This is Zach Ginn signing out.
Rick Ginn signing out.
See everyone.